This ASAP podcast with Brady Collins, the Director of Football Sports Performance at the University of Cincinnati Bearcats, is brought to you by The Difference, the ultimate striking machine. Former Buckeye Anthony Schlegel developed the hand placement and striking tool while a coach at Ohio State. Presently, his training device is popping at NFL and top collegiate and high school programs across the USA. Check out The Difference and attack and dominate the competition. www.thedifferenceusa.com. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today, I'm at the University of Cincinnati, the home of the Bearcats, with the Director of Football Sports Performance, Brady Collins. Brady, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Ed. Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to have you.
I'll tell you what, the last time I was here, which was, you know, a few weeks ago, this place was rocking, and now all kinds of stuff's going on in this training center here at the University of Cincinnati for your Bearcats. What's going on here?
So we got here, the weight room, when you were last here, obviously, yep, we had it all laid out, rearranged everything, pulled some stuff out of the dungeon, and, you know, brought some machines back to life, and really had a great flow and organization within the room that really attacked the guys and trained them really well. And now they are doing a construction on the Fifth Third Arena, which sits right above the weight room here. And it was like 2 weeks in, they said, hey, you guys are gonna have to figure out a spot to move once this construction starts. And, you know, we got here, we were all gung-ho about just the winter and installing the culture and training the guys, getting everything down. And, you know, I just said, hey, I'll worry about that, you know, when it comes. And so now, obviously, it's here. The weight room is kind of off limits. It's kind of like you're walking in New York City here. You got hard hats and construction guys everywhere. But they're doing a great job making sure that arena is going to look good. And we've been out at the Shakely Athletic Center, kind of turned this big locker room, kind of like a weight room area, into our training center for the spring. And it's been awesome. The weather's been great. We've been able to do stuff inside and outside, and, you know, kind of gave the guys a little different feel, little environment. But what was great about it was our culture didn't change, the way we trained didn't change, and they really thrived from it.
Well, Brady, we saw you, we've been tracking you for quite some time now. We were down at the University of Kentucky, of course. I know you were down there with Ted Lambrinidis and, of course, Rock Oliver. What was that all about?
Oh, man, I can't thank those two enough. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Dr. Ted and, you know, Rock. The biggest thing I could say is, I mean, they set the tone for this profession for me, and, you know, what's expected, what's demanded, how your role should be, how you treat others. Just the things that I learned from them at a young age is, you know, still I take with me today. And I mean, there's not much you could say about Rock Oliver besides, you know, crazy, nuts, passionate, but, you know, at the same time, very knowledgeable and helpful, and, you know, really a guiding light for me in this profession. And then Dr. Ted, just one of the smartest people in this profession, unbelievable man, you know, was always there to help and give me research articles and, you know, really kind of like a class. Like, yeah, I was a GA there, but, you know, I had duties to do outside of just training the guys and cleaning equipment and all that stuff. It was the best experience that anybody could have.
Yeah, and you were down there in the heart of SEC football country and got a taste of it all, and some of the places you went.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, being down the SEC country, there's, you know, a lot of great stadiums. You know, I can remember at Kentucky when we beat South Carolina. I think that was Joker's first year. And, you know, Mike Hartline, our quarterback GA coach here, he was the quarterback, threw that fourth and long pass to Randall Cobb in the corner of the end zone. That was a big, big memory that I'll always remember. But all those schools down there, they're all unique. They're all different. And just a cool environment.
Kentucky hosted the Auburn Tigers, and Cam Newton and company came in that night, and I'll tell you, well, what a great football game that was. You guys came up a little short at the end, as the clock ticked to zero, the winning field goal went through. But what a ball game. Randall Cobb, what was that like?
Randall Cobb, as Rock used to call him, was Batman, and just an unbelievable human being, a competitor. He wore his heart on his sleeve, took that team, put him on his back, did everything he could. Great leader, great man, and, you know, no surprise to see the success that he's having now in the NFL with the Green Bay Packers.
And you guys had a handful of players. I mean, you had Danny T, you know, Danny Trevathan, Larry Warford. I mean, you guys had some big-time guys.
Yeah, I remember, you know, Danny Trevathan, he was a different kind of cat in college, but, you know, he always had that it factor to him. And, you know, when those lights came on, he definitely played. And, You know, Larry Warford was another guy that was really cool to see kind of grow up and change his body and his demeanor and, you know, how he attacked training and nutrition and, you know, really turning his life into a pro. And again, no surprise to see guys like, you know, Danny winning Super Bowls and Larry doing well up there in Detroit. And, you know, it was the rookie of the year, offensive lineman of the year. And just kind of really cool to see those guys from, you know, my view when I was young GA and seeing how they're still doing and keeping a good rapport with them even to this day. It's really cool.
And, of course, when you work down at the University of Kentucky, there happens to be a basketball squad down there that you worked with, too, some of the top basketball athletes in all of college basketball.
Yeah, that was probably one of the, you know, added bonuses of being down there. Rock was real close with Coach Calipari. He relied heavily on him to train the program. So, you know, we would train football, and then afternoons we'd be training the basketball team. And I got many great memories of, you know, Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Terrence Jones, you know, all those guys coming in. And, you know, we treated them just like football players, trained them just as hard. A lot harder to spot a guy like Anthony Davis when he's 7 foot.
Right.
You're 5'11", but made it really fun. It was a good challenge to see different athletes training. And obviously that year ended with a national championship. So it was really cool to see that.
Yeah, that was big time. Of course, we saw you down at Mississippi State, down there in Starkville, Mississippi. They call it Hail State down there. Coach Mullen and company, what was it like down there for you?
Mississippi State was a great experience. You know, had a great time at Kentucky when that time was ended. There was a position at Mississippi State that opened up. The head strength coach at that time was Matt Bayless. He called Ted Lambernita, said, "Hey, I got a spot open, you know, looking for a guy." Again, Ted being the great guy he is, said, "I got the guy right here for you, Brady." Called me up on the phone, said, "Hey, you know, when could you be here?" I said, "I could be there tonight." So got in my car, loaded up, drive the 9 hours down to Starkville, Mississippi, stayed there for 3 days for a little interview. Helped move stuff into the new weight room, and then we started rocking and rolling that like next week, and it was a great experience there, a great experience.
Coach Court.
Oh, yeah, Coach Court. So, you know, Court, that was another cool thing and, you know, learning lesson for young strength coaches in this profession. You know, just got done at Kentucky. There was a staff change there. Was fortunate to be hired on at Mississippi State. You know, we had a great first year there. Coach Bayless was an unbelievable human being, you know, great man, great motivator, great strength coach. And, you know, kind of a surprise to ourselves and the football family there. He, you know, decided to move on and, you know, go up to UConn with Coach Bob Diaco, which, you know, rightfully so, all respect to him. And, you know, we're kind of in there in another limbo, you know, not knowing what was going to go on. And, you know, in comes Rick Court from Ohio State, knew him, met him a couple times, and, you know, just very fortunate that when he took over, him and I really hit it off. Look up to him a lot. He's like a brother and a mentor to me in this program. His philosophies and my philosophies were right on par, and just a great, great atmosphere and environment to be in, learning and training with Rick Court.
And then there was a machine down there, a quarterback, Dak Prescott. He's big time now. What was that like training with him?
Dak Prescott is the ultimate warrior, man, competitor that I've probably ever witnessed. Just an unbelievable human being, leader. I mean, the things that he did in the weight room, you know, yes, they would open your eyes, but the things that he would do outside of the weight room were even better. I mean, the way he handled himself, the way he was in the community, just a, you know, an outstanding human being. And again, to me, no surprise to see all the success he's having with the Dallas Cowboys. And I wish him nothing but the best for the future.
Yeah, he may be one of the nicest college kids I've ever met when I've spent some time down there in Starkville. And, you know, if you talk down south in Mississippi, you got to talk about barbecue. Tell us about that little barbecue place we went to a couple times.
Oh, there's nothing like the barbecue down there. I know what you're talking about, and that's Kirk Herbstreit's favorite place as well, and I think pretty much everybody at ESPN that ventures down there. Little Dewey's, great spot. You know, great barbecue, great catfish, great sweet tea, obviously, but very unique places down there to eat. You know, kind of got that homegrown, home-cooked meal vibe to it, and really, really cool place to eat.
Yeah, and then once you got settled in down there, the next thing you know, we're tracking you down, and there you are in Columbus, Ohio, at Ohio State University, working the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. And
that was unbelievable. Obviously, you know, I was all in with Mississippi State. We were heading into my third year there, Rick Court's second year there, and you know, the summer's all planned. We're getting ready to rock and roll, and you know, the phone call comes, and couldn't be more blessed and honored to be able to be in that position. And, you know, being from Columbus, Ohio, growing up, understanding the football and just the pride and the passion and, you know, the brotherhood that program has, and to be able to go and learn under, you know, the best in the business, Mickey Marotti, it was a dream come true, really. But just unbelievable time there. The people, everybody that I interacted with, all the strength coaches, the players, obviously, you know, first class all the way. And what an unbelievable experience.
Of course, Jeff Ulanek up there, too. I got to drop his name around.
Uli. Got to love my guy, Uli, man. He is definitely, you know, a living legend, not just because of what he's done up there at Ohio State, but, you know, he was actually here. He was a Cincinnati Bearcat. He lived down here. Obviously, his NFL career speaks for itself, but unbelievable man, family man, great friend. Love him to death. But obviously, we all know what he's really known for, and that's the urine scene in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you're a Columbus, Ohio kid. What's the go-to restaurant in Columbus for you?
Ooh, you know, anybody could say a lot of different choices because Columbus, Ohio is like the hotbed of restaurants. If they want to start a new restaurant or see how it does, it starts up there in Columbus. But to me, I got to go with the hometown favorite. My neighbors own the place. I've been eating it ever since I was about 3 years old. The Cheshire Market, best pizza and subs in probably all of Ohio.
No kidding. I got to track that place down. Cheshire Market?
Cheshire Market Pizza and Subs, the best.
And then when you reflect back, Coach Mullen down at Mississippi State University, Joker Phillips when you were at Kentucky, Urban Meyer, and now here you are with Coach Fickell. Tell us, you know, how all that fell into place. And you've been hanging around with some pretty big-time football coaches, too.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be around great men, great coaches. And again, it all stemmed back from my days at University of Kentucky, learning those traits and characteristics of relationships and building the right networks and trusting yourself and others. And again, that all goes back to Ted and Rock and Joker when I was an early kid there. But just been very fortunate to see great coaches. And, you know, where I'm at now and who I'm with, I can't imagine anybody in the country being in a better situation. Coach Fickell's an unbelievable man, great leader. His passion and my passion are right on board with, you know, everything that we're trying to do here and, you know, fully entrust everything with him and just love rocking and rolling and going to fight with him every day.
I mean, you guys shook up this place when you got here, and it's been rock and roll since you arrived here in the Natty. And what was that like when you had to just walk into this weight room and get it ripping and roaring and get these guys motivated? Everything I'm reading in the papers and seeing on national news is this University of Cincinnati is really starting to, you know, the whole attitude is picking up and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable since day one. I mean, you know, like I like to say, explosions left and right, nonstop juice, energy. But, you know, it's all controlled. It's all planned. And, you know, I've always looked at this university from afar, knowing how special this place is. I mean, the success in the past, the greats that have come out of here, the coaches that have been in here. I mean, unbelievable coaches that have coached here. And, you know, when Coach Fickell sat down with me and we started talking about the plan and how we were going to go about things, I mean, it couldn't have been any better from what we've been doing, and just providing the energy, the culture that we're instilling, it's been awesome. And the kids have really bought in, and, you know, we love attacking it and grinding it every day.
Yeah, like Coach Fickell has made some statements that, you know, these guys were hungry for some leadership and for some tough love and for all that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our first week here, we did, you know, our attention training, which, you know, we got here, we saw a schedule. It said, hey, the whole month of January is discretionary. And Coach Fickell and I looked at each other like, no, we can't do that. So we had a great plan and set. That first day was January 9th. We knew what we were doing, where we were going. Didn't care what the weather was. Didn't care, you know, what time it was. It was bright and early. Guys didn't wear anything Cincinnati logos, anything that said Bearcats, football. You know, we kind of wanted to restore the pride in the program and, you know, really exemplify the honor and the respect and the pride that comes with wearing that C. Paul logo. So, you know, the kids were just, I mean, it was almost like unbelievable because, you know, we expected friction. We expected guys to, you know, be defiant and, you know, say, screw this. And, you know, but it was the complete opposite. I mean, the kids, it was almost like they ripped open their chests and they were just like, please coach us. Please coach us. We love it. We want more. We want more. So for myself, my staff, and Coach Fickell, it was, you know, it was awesome because after that first week, we knew we had them. And, you know, all we had to do was just keep going every single day.
Wow, what a cool story. I mean, it's got to be exciting just to see how things are developing here. And then, you know, in a few months, you know, this football schedule is laid out for you, and it's going to be a challenge. But you guys are going to be in some cat fights right from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't sit here and honestly tell you I know the schedule verbatim, but I do, you know, have a good awareness of this league and the great teams that are in this conference. And, You know, I know that we got to play Michigan, you know, week two, which I'd feel great going into that game. We got, you know, Coach Fickell, who's coached against Michigan for years. And, you know, we're not too worried about what the schedule is. You know, our motto and how we're going to do things here is, you know, worry about, you know, one thing at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, we want competitors in everything that we do. And, you know, our biggest thing here is win. Like, don't lose. So everything that we do in the weight room, in academics, in the community, everything's about winning, just striving to win in everything that we do. So we keep that up. We keep training the way we're doing. You know, the schedule will take care of itself.
Let's think about summer and when you get that summer program going and everything. What are some of the key elements that you – how do you put together a typical training day, and what's a typical workout like, and what's it going to be like for the Bearcats once they come off this discretionary time period?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a great plan through spring where we kept training the way we've been training. Spring practices were great. After the spring game, we had a week that was still on, so we lift and met. And, you know, that was great to keep the routine going and, you know, keep continuing to grow our bodies and our minds, you know, football and physically. And then, you know, these past 2 weeks here, we're in discretionary, finals week, graduation's coming up, and, you know, kind of give the kids a time to, you know, get a little break, a mental break, because they all need it. You know, they've grinded for so long here since January, and so now that, you know, they kind of get a little mental refresher, go home, see their family, you know, get a fresh air, and then come back, and, you know, we'll be rocking and rolling here real soon. But, you know, the biggest thing that I like to think of is, you know, you got to look at the summer as, you know, almost like the winter in a way. So that, you know, that early part of the summer has almost got to be like a mini winter, where, you know, you don't have to start off running, you know, every single day, and, you know, 53s, 20s, 40s, I mean, whatever it is that you do, there's many ways to skin it. But, you know, I just want to continue to ingrain the culture that we have, get them as fast and as strong and, you know, as physically able to perform at the highest levels they can. So it's going to be a great summer. We got a great plan. Typical workout's going to be anywhere from, you know, 45 to an hour and 15 minutes tops. High energy, high juice, no walking whatsoever. I mean, we're moving from space to space, and, you know, whether we're pulling sled, pushing sleds, running with chutes, running with sleds, I mean, it doesn't really matter. We're going to attack everything that we do.
So you start off with a dynamic warm-up, some sort of thing like that. How's
yep.
How's that roll? What are some of the things you do for that?
You know, dynamic warm-up, you know, we want to physically and mentally prepare their bodies, obviously, you know, increase the working blood flow to the tissues and all that stuff, you know, all the science behind it help decrease the, you know, risk of injuries. But to me, the main thing of the dynamic warm-up is it mentally sets the tone for the rest of the workout. If I get out there and I just blow the whistle and I say, hey, guys, here we go, high knees, like, no, it's got to be, everything has to have a set purpose. So, yeah, you know, we're going to work the muscles that we're about to train. We're going to get that body right, you know, really hit the glutes, a lot of activation there, you know, get the hips, a lot of hip mobility. And then, you know, we'll go from there, whether it's, you know, speed, acceleration drills, whether it's wall speed drills, whether we're doing some med ball explosions, some hurdle jumps, you know, like I said, parachutes, sleds, prowlers. And then from there, you know, we'll transfer into the weight room and, you know, really attack it then.
There was a high school coach out there who wanted to, you know, pick up a few things on how you put together a workout as far as, you know, let's say upper body. What would be a good little upper body workout for, like, say, a Monday or a Wednesday or whatever? You guys are on a four-day split.
Yes. So, you know, the first thing I would say to any high school strength coach asking anything about lifting is, well, I hope, number one, you're training the neck. Because, as we know, the number one issue right now in all of sports, mainly in football, we see it, you know, every day. There's a new topic. There's a new story, is concussions. So I would highly, highly recommend that every strength coach out there listening, aspiring to be a strength coach, is researching, studying neck training and the benefits of it, and, you know, just how important it is to this game to keep these kids safe and playing the game at the highest level. But, you know, typical great upper body workout, whether you like to bench, you know, incline bench, dumbbell bench, you know, maybe you don't even have those things. Maybe you got to do push-ups, you know, a band-resisted push-up. But you got to get those presses in. You know, say if you're a younger kid, you're doing three sets of 8 to 10. You know, the biggest thing that I would recommend is whatever you're pulling, it's got to be either the exact same or more of those reps. So if I'm benching three sets of 8, well, my pull-ups, my rows, whatever I'm doing for my pulling, it better be 8 or plus more, because, I mean, you see it too much these days. Kids come in and they're anterior dominant, so really got to train that back and posterior.
What are about two or three great exercises to train that posterior shoulder?
Yeah, so, I mean, we do a lot of things integrated through our warm-ups. We do it superset with a lot of the other auxiliary lifts that we do in here. But, you know, a great one that is real easy, doesn't take any machines or equipment to do, is plate squeeze, where, you know, they pull the chest, or they pull a plate up against their chest, their elbows are out wide, really squeezing that back. I know another great one is, you know, lying down on the ground. Again, no equipment needed. We call them YTWs. A lot of people can call them scarecrows. It's just, you know, arms are straight, forehead down on the ground, and you're lifting your arms as high as you can into the sky, squeezing that trap and low scap area. And, you know, there's a lot of great things that you could do, and you could even turn into manual resistant exercises, you know, manual rear delt, manual front raise, just all kinds of things that you could do to help develop that upper back.
Excellent. Thanks, Coach. And then you definitely went right to talking about the emphasis on the neck training. You sound like a guy that's spent some time at Kim Wood's football strength clinics.
Yeah, Kim Wood. Those are great clinics. Highly recommend anybody that's, you know, going to be able to come to that in July. You know, load up the car, bring the crew, come down. It's an unbelievable clinic. They do a great job putting it on. There's always great speakers there. Highly educational, highly hands-on. And again, my neck training and how I'm so anal about it stems from my days at Kentucky. I mean, Rock Oliver got there day one, and he knew it was important. He came from the NFL. He realized the situations that were going on. And, you know, so we had a great program there and stressed the importance of it there. And everywhere I've ever been, I've kind of been like the neck guy, because, you know, I myself take pride in it and understand how important it is. And when you see football players, yeah, you got guys with big shoulders, big chests and all that stuff. But to me, a real dude is a guy that's got big neck, big traps. And, you know, that's when you got some big time dudes.
You sound like somebody who's hung around the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Woody Hayes used to say that you can tell the football players who are by walking around on campus, and it's the size of their neck that gives them away.
Yeah, I've heard that story many a times, and been very thankful that I've heard that from some administrators here, and kind of like hearing that. And, you know, I want our guys to feel confident. I want them to be proud of their bodies and the way that they work, and, you know, understand that it's not all about biceps and, you know, chest. And although I love having guys with big biceps, again, it's all about, one, is their neck strong? Are they physically ready? Are they mentally ready? Are they emotionally ready? And, you know, everything else will take care of itself from there.
Coach, this is an exciting program. This is a program to keep an eye on right here. There's a lot of excitement brewing here behind the scenes. And when things get rolling, it's going to be exciting to see how it all unfolds.
I'd highly recommend everybody come to the Hammer Strength Clinic here May 19th and 20th. It'll be held right here at the University of Cincinnati. And you want to talk about a big-time lineup, I mean, you won't learn from anything but the best right there.
Hey, before we go, tell us about this Hammer Strength Clinic coming up.
Yeah, very honored and privileged to be a part of this. You know, when I think about the people that are coming in to speak, it's like a little kid at Christmas. You know, Lon Record and Heather Mason and Tommy Prophet up there at Hammer, they're putting together something that's, you know, going to be a monster. And, you know, you got Heather Mason speaking, you got Dr. Ken, and then you got two of my old bosses and Mickey Marotti, Ted Lambernitas, Joe Ken is speaking, myself will be speaking. I mean, and the list goes on and on. I mean, Boyd Epley.
Right. And the Mountaineers, Mike Joseph from West Virginia. I mean,
wow. Right. I mean, you want to learn from the best, you want to get some nuggets, you come to this clinic, and I promise you, you're going to leave with a notebook of notes.
It's going to be a hotbed of strength training that weekend.
Yeah, going to be a great time. Going to be great food, great people, a lot of new things coming. You know, I highly recommend everybody come out, check out the new machines and racks that we're going to have, and, you know, just going to be a great time for this profession.
Well, Coach, we're going to be back and track you down this summer and take a look at some of the things you're doing as you prepare for this upcoming 2017 season. Coach, is there anything else you'd like to add before we hit the road here?
I'd like to just add that, you know, it's always a pleasure having you around. I've been very fortunate. I've known you for a long time. Love ASAP, love the website, everything that you guys are doing. You know, I try to pump it out to as many young guys as I can, especially our interns, and, you know, anytime that we got time to do some research and development, you know, that's one of our go-tos for sure.
Brady Collins, he's the director of football sports performance here at the University of Cincinnati. He's got these cats on the prowl, and Coach, we really appreciate you joining us today.
Appreciate you, Ed. Thanks, man. Look forward to seeing you again.